Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Monday, 4th of March, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open flat to positive today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a muted start for the broader index with a gain of 15 points. The Nifty has rallied 450 points in the last three trading sessions. In Saturday's truncated session, the index even crossed the 22,400 mark intraday before closing a notch below it. Technical setup shows that the short-term trend of Nifty remains positive. The pivot point calculator indicates that the index is likely to take immediate support at 22,368. On the higher side, it may face resistance at 22,383 level. Investors will take cues from Jerome Powell's testimony, monthly global services PMI numbers, US economic data, and China's inflation. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, NTPC. The state-run largest power producers board has given investment approval for the Singrauli Super Thermal Power Project Stage 3. The current estimated cost of the project is around 17,000 crore rupees. Number 2, SJVN. The company's wholly owned subsidiary SJVN Green Energy has bagged full 200 megawatt capacity in the tariff bid competitive bidding conducted by GUVNL for the development of solar power projects in the GSECL Solar Park at Khavda. Number 3, Godrej Properties. The company has entered into definitive agreements to develop a township project on a 62-acre land parcel in North Bengaluru under a profit-sharing model, offering 5.6 million square feet of saleable area with an estimated booking value of 5,000 crore rupees. Number 4, Dr. Lal Path Labs. Bharat Yu has resigned as the chief executive officer and key managerial personnel of the company. His last working day as a CEO would be May 20. Number 5, Avenue Supermarts. The DMart operator has opened a new store in Bengaluru, Karnataka. With this, the total number of stores of the company as on date stands at 347. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. US stock futures were little changed today after the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite posted a record high Friday, breaking its 2021 record, and the S&P 500 added 0.8% for its first close above 5,100 mark. Dow Jones also ended marginally higher. US stocks have been racing higher, fueled by enthusiasm over artificial intelligence. With markets having digested a better-than-expected earnings season and a hotter-than-expected consumer price index reports, investors are now turning their attention back to inflation. Meanwhile, in Asia-Pacific region, Japan's Nikkei 225 crossed the 40,000 mark, gaining 0.6% and setting a new record high, tracking Wall Street gains. South Korea's KOSPI rose over 1%, while the small-cap KOSDAQ was also up 1.4%. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index started the week higher, extending gains after hitting an all-time closing high on Friday. On the flip side, Hong Kong's Hang Seng index was set to open slightly lower today. Investors in Asia will be watching China's two sessions meeting today. The two sessions refer to the concurrent annual meetings of China's legislature, the National People's Congress, and the country's top political advisory body, the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. At the meeting, China Premier Li Xiang is expected to deliver the government's work report, which details economic and policy goals for the world's second largest economy, including its GDP growth target. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from VK Vijayakumar, the Chief Investment Strategist at GOG Financial Services.
There is unprecedented and sustained flows into mid and small cap mutual funds. The performance of the mid and small cap funds has been much better than the performance of the large cap funds for a significant period of time. This is true if you take a 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, or even 10-year time period. Investors chasing superior returns is a normal, rational trend. But investors should also be aware of the risk in this. It is a fact that the valuations of mid and small caps are excessive and hard to justify. The risk is very high now. Therefore, the regulator SEBI is right in sending the advisory to mutual funds. Amphi also has raised the red flag. Already some mutual funds have stopped taking lump sum investment into their small cap schemes. Only SIPs are allowed. More mutual funds are likely to adopt such a strategy. Mutual funds will have to do this since the regulator has asked the mutual funds to put in place a framework to protect investors in the event of a sharp correction in the market. If necessary, mutual funds can even consider putting a cap on the maximum amount of SIPs into mid and small cap funds. Panic selling in mid and small cap schemes in response to this advisory is unlikely. Redemptions are unlikely to be large. Amphi and mutual funds should work together for a gradual reduction in the inflows into the mid and small cap schemes. More important, investors should also exercise restraint in chasing mid and small cap schemes at high valuations. Prevention is better than cure. At the present high levels of valuations, it is better for investors who are sitting on huge profits in small cap and mid cap schemes to partially book profit and move the money into relatively safer large caps or debt funds or into balanced advantage funds.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.